Hello everyone, and thank you for joining me today. This is Vimo Live. I'm Vimo and this is live. It happens every Wednesday at 8 p.m. and Saturday at 8 p.m. Today is Saturday, 5th of August 2023. And today I'm going to talk about something that I kind of touched upon in my video with Meghnad. And Meghnad actually made a part 2 to his beer biceps response that is up on his channel. And I noticed something curious there. When he was talking about Rajiv Malhotra, he mentioned that Rajiv Malhotra's bio on his website at some point said that he was a scholar of Indic studies. But at another point of time, he was calling himself a computer scientist and a physicist, or at least that he was being trained to be a physicist and then trained to be a computer scientist. And I thought there is nothing really fancy about this, because this is probably the story of almost 90% of Indian science students. When someone is studying physics as a science student in college, they're technically training to be a physicist, if nothing else. And when they leave that and go into software, I suppose it may be said that they're being trained to be a computer scientist. So it felt like a whole lot of big words being used to describe a very common career choice. And that got me thinking, why does Beer Biceps podcast, the tagline to it, say that it is India's smartest podcast? Why do all these young right-wing boys think of these people as experts in geopolitics? Like, you'll have to watch Meghnad's full video in order to understand the full import of it. But it's a larger problem, isn't it? It's almost as if we are fetishizing intelligence, right? Intelligence hai nahi, dur tak, matlab, that's a different matter. But one has to look intelligent. One has to be stylish. And I am particularly saying this when responding to this content, this comment from Surya, who says, when it comes to content, Vimo has substance, but I think he needs to improve the style part a little more. So since I am someone without style, I think I'm the right person to comment on this matter compared to someone else who may be more stylish. Look, I haven't even shaved today. So that is the topic of today. We're going to talk about how Indian society fetishizes intelligence, and to what extent is this fetishization of intelligence a result of the caste system? Because, you know, the caste system places Brahmins on top, and Brahmins are supposed to be keepers of knowledge and other people not so much. So we have essentially compartmentalized the entire intelligence department in society and given it to certain people. I was wondering if our fetishization of intelligence, not actual intelligence, just the idea of intelligence and looking intelligent and having the guru image, I've talked about this previously in the Babagiri episodes. I wonder if fetishization of intelligence is a result of the caste system. So we'll talk about all of that. If you have views about it, you should feel free to come on screen and talk to me about it. I will share a link in the chat right now and I will pin it to the top. If you want to join today's live stream, come on screen and talk to me. Even if your webcam is off, it's okay. You can just be audio on screen. Click on that link and join the queue. I will request everyone to stick to the topic today. I know that there is Ashish in the chat. Says, most likely my final discussion on subsidies today. Hope I get 5 minutes to make my point. Not saying you weren't allowing me to speak earlier, a bit better prepared this time. Ashish, please let us skip it this week. Let us talk about it next week. I'm kind of tired of talking about subsidies. Also, the topic is different today. So let's do this next Saturday, if that's okay with you. If you want to talk about the topic today, feel free to join and we'll talk. So before I proceed, I'll just remind everyone that the live stream is monetized. You can support this channel by clicking the join button below and becoming a member of the channel. You can also send super chats in the chat, in the live chat. You can also support the channel by donating to Vimo at UPI directly, because every other medium cuts a little bit of money. That money, if you send by UPI, comes to me directly in its fullness, in all its glory. There is also a Patreon page at patreon.com/vimo where you can support the channel on a monthly or with an annual or a monthly pledge. And of course, finally, there is my website, www.vimo.in. Vimo.in, where you can go and click the support button and make a donation of an amount of your choice. There's no monthly or annual scheme there. It's a one-time payment there. So thanks in advance for all the contribution you make. It is you who's sponsoring this channel. It is you who's helping me do all the things that I do. Your support helps me buy books and purchase software and do all the things that I need to do to run this channel and other stuff also. So thanks in advance one more time. Right. So before I take people on, let me just take a look at a few comments. Surya says, yes, looking smart is not the same as being smart. Jaggi, Ranveer, Pragarajya, elitist Raju et al. All look and sound smart, but spread a lot of BS. Yeah. And the other thing to remember is that some of these people may not even look smart to us, but they do pay a lot of attention in creating the ambience and the creating the atmosphere of intelligence in order to appeal to their audience base. And the curious thing is, if they didn't do that, like, here's the thing. If someone is smart, if someone is intelligent, do they need to say that I am intelligent? If an intelligent person is developing an intelligent audience base, then would it not be evident to the intelligent audience base that the content creator is intelligent? Do they have to put India's smartest podcast or Acharya Ye ya Shri Shri Guru wagera wagera? So the conclusion I have reached is that most of it is just branding. It's branding something as smart in order to radiate the idea that there is something smart happening here, when in reality there isn't anything smart happening there. It's all pretty basic and mediocre. The enemy of smart is not dumb. The enemy of smart is mediocre. If the general baseline of intelligence expected from people is brought down to the mid-levels, then most people will fall into thinking that that is the highest level possible, right? And then that becomes the defining characteristic of intelligence. That becomes the definition of intelligence in our society, in India specifically. Of course, this is not purely an Indian problem. It can be found in other places also. I, however, am talking about India only because, you know, it's an Indian live stream. Mr. Phantom says, can a student give a speech on atheism in a school which explicitly mentions that it's one of the missions is to deepen students' faith in God? Where is this coming from? Because I'm in my school and an atheist wanted to give a speech on non-existence of God but was not allowed. Well, I guess it depends on the school. And I think the school, if a school is devoted to the mental well-being and mental growth of students, then it should allow students to explore topics like that. However, this seems to be a religious school, in which case, I suppose it's a problem for school management to sort out and the student to sort out in collaboration with the school management. Puneet says, there is a really beautiful and old discussion among many poets and Firak Gorakhpuri. He was talking about how people usually learn style over substance. The conversation was about languages. Yeah. There is a film in which Nasiruddin Shah plays the role of a Muslim cleric in Pakistan. And he was in a court in a Katgara and he's like, we are not focused on substance. We are only focused on the appearance of looking like a Muslim, wearing a cap, growing a beard, etc. So I think this is a wider problem in that respect. But I'm talking about a very specific subset of it, which is the appearance of intelligence. Okay, Ashish says he'll be here. Ashish, I don't think I'll change my mind on it today. So if you want, you can go. If you stay, you can talk about some other topic. Let's take Abhishek. Hi, Abhishek. Abhishek. Okay, Abhishek. Ki awaz nahi aa rahi thi, mute pe the. Let's take Arjun Rajendran. Hi, Arjun.
Hi, Vimo. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go on.
Hello.
I can hear you. Arjun? Can you hear me? Is Arjun audible to the people in the chat? That's weird. I can hear Arjun. Let me try again. Arjun, I have added you again.
Yeah, I can hear you, Vimok.
Okay, cool. Go on.
Okay, so I just want to ask you something off topic.
Okay.
Is that okay with you?
not very greatly off topic, but mildly related is okay.
Okay. So what is your opinion about Jiggy Vasudev?
Jiggy Vasudev? You know my opinion on him. I've talked about him so much. Are you new?
Yeah, I'm new to this.
Okay. So my view on Jiggy Vasudev is, if you've watched any video by Science is Dope debunking his stuff, my view is that
he's
just another Baba. These are basically brands which are masquerading, which are not masquerading. This is what religion is. Religion is often about branding. It's about logos mascots and design and all that. And it enables tourism and all that. So I have similar view of all Babas, including some Babas which people think are reasonably secular also. I don't think there is any need for people to grow a beard, put on robes and go around pretending to be, you know, wise advice givers.
Yeah.
You can do that wearing a t-shirt.
That's right. Also. I think the problem is he's very convincing, you know, and he's using science.
Again, he's using the appearance of science. Yeah, he's not actually using science.
Yeah, that's right. He's actually not using science. But sometimes he says stuff like, you know, if you wear black clothes in public, that will attract negative energy and all that stuff. You know, I used to believe him. And then I came to realize that it was all blunder, you know.
Yeah, that's true. These guys try to equate their brand of spirituality with science. And in doing they kind of create a lot of misinformation. Like there are Babas who say you can put mercury in food and eat, which is dangerous advice. Someone could die because of such advice. So, but because they have to sell their merchandise, they do it. Okay. And it's merchandise only. Yeah. All the vastu devices, all the golden ornaments that are supposed to ward off bad luck, all the sacred soil or ash, it's all merchandise. It's basically branding. It's a corporation building you crap that you don't need by branding it very well and advertising it very well.
Okay. So the problem is when you hear this kind of stuff, one part of the brain is like, oh, that's bullshit, you know. And the other part is always afraid and doubtful, you know. There is a conflict happening all the time in the mind, you know. And let's say, for example, if you take a silly example like this, if I wear a black cloth or a black t-shirt or whatever, you know, and if I go out in the public, there is this thought coming in my head all the time, you know, something that Jiggy has said. And this is not the only thing. He has said many stuff which are like, you cannot even logically comprehend it. It's like,
I suppose you should pay attention to why you're feeling, like, why are you in two minds? Yeah. If what he says does not make any logical sense, then where is the resistance coming from? It's coming from your religion, right?
Yeah, that's true. I'm not a religious person at all. That's the thing.
I know. But still, there is this cultural bias towards a wise man sitting on a stage giving advice.
Yeah, that's true. Exactly.
That gets in the way, I suppose. Yeah.
That gets in the way all the time. Because we have this image of, you know, someone who has attained enlightenment. He's sacred. He's spiritual. You know, he has the entire knowledge of the world and all that. We already assume that.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, the Indian mind, we all have that in ourselves, right?
Yeah.
And it's the more you
like
try,
if it's a summer day and you see an ad for a Coca-Cola and you feel like drinking it and you go to the cold drink wala and then there is no Coca-Cola, you'll still buy a Pepsi. Because the branding is not specifically about a thing, it's also about a feeling, right? So if one brand advertisement arouses certain feelings in you, and you don't exactly get that brand, you'll still fulfill that need using some other brand. So sometimes ek brand ka advertising works for someone else. So all the advertising that you have seen from all the mythological serials and all the other gurus also works to help sell whatever this particular guru is selling.
Yeah, exactly. So whenever you're trying to fight these superstitions and all that, they tend to become even more stronger within you. You know, that's also one thing that I found.
But no, I think in the last several decades, the influence of these gurus has only grown because of their attachment to politics. Had that not been there, not been there, they would not be as influential as they seem to be.
Mm.
So generally speaking, people have become more aware of how the universe works. And if that universe, if that information is not muddled up and muddied and put out in order to, you know, confuse people. Like if scientific knowledge goes out as scientific knowledge instead of, pata hai, we also had this 10,000 years ago. Right?
Yeah, that's
if
true.
That doesn't
true.
Happen, that's, then people will be more receptive to it. So it's mostly money power and political power that keeps these people in circulation.
Yeah, that's true, Vimo.
Hmm.
So that's it.
Cool, Arjun. Thank you for joining. Oh, much appreciated. And
hope you come again. I appreciate your work, man. I really appreciate your work. Okay.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
That was Arjun. And hold on. Let me remove Arjun from the queue. The next person is Aesop. Hello, Aesop.
Hello. Can you...
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so yes. I wanted to ask something about like... I watched a few of your videos.
Is
nobody
the same person from Haryana?
Yeah, I changed the name because people apparently don't like Amazon. So yes.
Okay.
So I wanted to ask something about you like atheism. Do you think people unlike most religious because of like culture, or is it because like or is it because like they actually believe in the concept of God? Do you believe that?
I think it's not really a clear-cut demarcation between the two things. Sometimes people are unable to make a distinction between whether they believe or whether they only subscribe to a religion because of family pressures. Sometimes someone may not believe and may simply be, by peer pressure, be pushed into the idea that God exists.
Yeah, because one thing that recently happened was like I was having a discussion with my one of my friends, and I actually happened to make them cry, you know, because of the religious argument I got into. And I don't like it. It is very difficult for me to understand.
What was the argument, and position?
I think they brought up some religious figure, which I basically didn't like. I think like basically all of this was a scam, you know, to rob people of their money, you know, increase their influence and all of that stuff. I happened to like bring that up and all of that, and I gave some example, and I don't know, like I shouldn't have maybe not like shouldn't be more easy on like the guy, easy on the person, and that kind of like offended them, and I made them cry. So I was like thinking, but I have been like, I know this person for like 6 years. This is the first time I've seen like him being any sort of like showing any sort of like faith toward any kind of like religious notion or religious, you know, thing.
Okay.
So it is very hard for me to understand like, okay, this is the aspect of you I didn't really understand, though we had this conversation about like, you know, religious figures being, you know, like criminals and all of that stuff related to politician, basically, you know, how do you say it? Basically, capitalists, if you think of it, like they just want to increase their influence, you know. So
yeah,
this is the first time. Like it is hard for me to understand. Like how, why does it happen?
Yeah,
is
sometimes people. Sometimes you, when you point out to people that something they have believed their entire life, a cherished belief or a cherished worldview, when you say that it is false, it affects them not only on the reason level, it also affects them on an emotional level. Because people start, like, if you look at a Hindu, what does a Hindu define himself as? A Hindu defines himself as the descendant of the characters in their religious epics, right? So if you say that those epics never happened, they kind of lose their hold on who they are. If you tell a Christian the same, if you tell a Muslim the same, that the people who they think they have been following their entire life were not real, it affects them on an emotional level. And there is hardly anything you can do about it except be sensitive, unless they're being dicks to someone else, in which case you don't need to be sensitive. But when you're raising things like this, a lot of times atheists talking to theists doesn't work out, because atheists are essentially saying the ground that you're standing on is not real, but we don't say what else they can stand on. Of course, that's not our job, but we should also be cognizant of the fact that maybe the person does not have as much of a hold on scientific reality as you do. So maybe investigate a little to find out if they have that ground to stand on. And if they don't, then go gentle. Sometimes it's okay to take 4 days instead of 1 day.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to ask you about was...
Last point.
Do you use subreddit? Do you use like subreddit?
You mean Reddit?
Yes. Oh, sorry, Reddit. So there's this thing that is recently like happening where people tend to like, you know, make more sort of like anti sort of like Islamic jokes and all of that stuff. At first I thought it was just jokes, but recently when you start going through their account, their profiles, they tend to be like, you know, following more sort of like subreddits from you know, like extreme, like far right and all of that stuff. Why do you think this has happened? Like, when does it like,
why are you using Reddit as an example? It has happened on Twitter also and YouTube also.
Reddit is the only sort of like social media platform I use.
Okay, so I don't use Reddit that much, so I will not be able to comment on it. But by and large, YouTube and all these services are kind of what you see on the social network when you log in is determined by the algorithm. So if you have shown interest in a cooking video, the next time you log in, you will see more cooking videos. And then if you show interest in a particular kind of cooking video, suppose like you're interested in egg sandwiches, then the next time you will see more egg sandwich videos, and then you narrow down into egg sandwiches from China, then they will show you even more Chinese videos about how to make egg sandwiches. So the algorithm tries to do its best to figure out what you're interested in. So if someone goes into one right-wing topic, they get pulled into a deeper rabbit hole of associated topics. And so it goes on and on. And of course, a lot of these people are also trolls. Like they pretend to be fair-minded, liberal, rational people, but they're not. They're just, they're basically drug peddlers. They're drug pushers, basically. Yeah. They come in and they present a sane front so that you will at least listen to them. And then slowly and slowly the indoctrination starts and people get pulled into deeper areas.
Yeah, but why is it like mostly happening on like meme subreddit? That's what I've noticed. Like that is the place.
Because there's a lot of ambiguity in memes, right? If someone comes and says, I hate these people, right? You'll say, oh, what a terrible human being. I'm not going to look at him. But then they post a joke and you're like, it's just a joke. What's the harm in a joke? Let me listen to a few more of their jokes. And before the day is over, you have seen 10,000 memes by them, which are slowly and slowly pushing you towards that conclusion only.
Yeah.
So, they use the ambiguity of humor often to do their indoctrination.
Yeah. One other thing I would like...
I have to move on to the next call.
I was just telling you to... Maybe you can like cover whatever is happening, the riots that are happening in my state, like in Haryana. Maybe you can cover that.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks. Wasn't Aesop, who's Amazon, last time coming and saying that Haryana has done fine? Anyway, the next is Jagdish Swaroop. Jagdish, boliye.
Om Namo Narayana.
Haan, boliye.
I think you are a charvark. Why you deny it?
I am not a charvak, and I've made a video about why I don't call myself a charvak. It is on my main channel. You can go watch it.
Charvaks are the people like they don't believe. They want to enjoy life. They don't.
Jagdish, is sawal ka jawab. Maine ek pure video mein diya hai. I don't want to repeat the entire thing. It's on my main channel. You can go watch it, and you can leave a comment there if you want.
Yes.
Aur kuch tha?
So you were asking that what is the like belief? If you have to believe in the God, you have to be surrender to the God, and we have to believe the Vedas as evidence. Vedas have been written by the God itself.
Who's saying this? You are saying this? Or are you saying that I said
yes,
it?
I'm yeah, you
You're
said
saying
that yes, what is the like for evidence of God? Evidence of God, like we have to believe what
How
is
do you
written in the Vedas.
Know that the Vedas were written by God?
Because it is said by the lineage of the gurus, which we are
How do you know
studying.
That they see what came first, the gurus or the Vedas?
Of course, the Vedas.
Right. Who wrote the Vedas then? Gods wrote it with their own hands?
No, it is like on the state of the mind, the Rishi and Munis have reached that
right.
pinnacle. And they
right. so
read
how do,
whatever
how
they
do you know,
comes in the mind.
How do you know that what the Rishis wrote came from the gods?
No, you have to believe that. Like if he,
why do I have to believe that?
So why have to be, we have to believe you are the son of your father? Do you ask for the certificate?
I have evidence of the fact that I am the son of my father.
So you don't go for the evidence. So father, you are
yes,
my
I
father,
do.
You
yes, I
evidence.
Do. Yes, I do. I do go by evidence of the fact that my father is my father.
But we have to believe
my father is real,
God.
By the way. I can examine my father. I can examine our DNA. I can examine other sources. A lot of independent sources can tell me that I am the son of my father. I'm saying when you have no evidence of God, how would you know that what the Rishis have written came from God? Your answer can't
but
be, you just have to believe it. Because then some other religion will come and say, here is my holy book. It was written by God. Will you believe them?
No, when we do proofreading and cross-checking,
Listen, the argument that,
yes.
Jagdish, the argument that you yes. gave me, you said that the Rishis wrote the Vedas according as the gods wanted, right? And when I said, what
yes.
is the evidence? You said, you just have to believe it. I'm saying if someone else came from another religion and said, this is my holy book, and you have to believe that God caused it to be written, will you believe them?
Of course not.
Why not? Why can't you just believe it? If you're asking me to just
because
believe it... Why can't you just believe that?
Because we are doing cross-checking. That thing has been...
So there is evidence. So you're saying, I just don't have to believe it. There is cross-checking, there is evidence.
No. We have to believe it first. And then we have to implicate that text
on
our
day-to-day
life.
That other person who comes and says, ki first you have to believe this, then you will find the evidence. Will you do so?
No, we can debate to them also. If
they don't want a debate,
yeah.
right? They said just believe it and then you will find evidence. Will you do so?
Okay, we also be in their shoes. Okay, we believe in a fact, but it doesn't come into
the question. My question remains unanswered. If someone came and showed you a book from their religion and said this was written by God, you say, what is the evidence? They say just believe it and then you will find evidence. Will you do so?
Of course.
You will believe it.
In that perspective, for a second, not.
इसमें perspective आता ही नहीं है. इसमें perspective आता ही नहीं है. They said just believe it. Will you do so?
We cannot believe that.
Then how can I believe what you are saying?
Please surrender to our text and have that feeling that they are
yeah,
right
so
or not.
वो दूसरा आदमी भी तुमसे वही बोल रहा है. वो दूसरा आदमी भी तुमसे वही बोल रहा है प्लीज सरेंडर टू माय टेक्स्ट एंड देन यू विल फाइंड बिलीफ विल यू डू सो
यस वी कैन
सो यू विल डू सो इफ अ मुस्लिम मैन इफ अ सो ओके जगदीश स्वरूप के पास कोई मुसलमान आता है या कोई क्रिश्चियन आता है अपना बाइबल या कुरान लेके बोलता है कि इसको भगवान ने लिखा है तुम बस मान लो तुम मान जाओगे
बट वी हैव टू क्रॉस चेक ना बाबा
How do I cross check? You did not say cross check. When you told me to accept the Vedas, you did not say cross check or evidence. You said you have to believe first. मैं कह रहा हूँ कि जो चीज तुम मुझसे expect कर रहे हो, वही चीज कोई तुमसे expect करेगा, तो तुम नहीं करोगे ना?
Yes.
हाँ, तो क्यों? ये double standard किस लिए? अगर तुम चाहते हो अगर तुम चाहते हो कि मैं तुम्हारी बात मान लूं, तो तुम दूसरों की बात क्यों नहीं मानोगे?
If that text doesn't lead to God realization, we will not believe in that text. As simple as that.
No. Again, you did not say first test and then believe. यू डिड नॉट से फर्स्ट टेस्ट एंड देन बिलीव, यू सेड फर्स्ट बिलीव. वो दूसरा आदमी भी तुमसे वही कह रहा है, फर्स्ट बिलीव एंड देन यू विल फाइंड एविडेंस एंड ऑल दैट.
First, you have to surrender yourself to the Vedas. Then
that other guy, he's also telling you the same thing. You have to first surrender to my holy book. Will you surrender?
Yes, I will surrender. It will not lead me to the God realization.
So, again, how do you know before you have surrendered? You have to surrender first, obviously. कोई आके तुमको बोलता है कि ये मेरा होली बुक है, इसको सरेंडर कर ले, आंख बंद करके मान ले, फिर तुझे एविडेंस मिल जाएगा और तुम कर लोगे, है ना? यही कह रहे हो तुम.
But by dismissing everything, you cannot gain the benefit, Baba. You see, please.
हाँ, तो मैं तो वही बोल रहा हूँ, डिसमिस मत करो. मैं तो वही बोल रहा हूँ, डिसमिस मत करो. तुम बड़े ओपन माइंडेड हो. अगली बार कोई मुसलमान तुम्हारे पास कुरान लेके आएगा तो तुम मान जाओगे उसकी बात, क्योंकि वो बोल रहा है कि बिलीव करने में मिल जाएगा, है ना?
Yes, परमात्मा इक्वल्स टू अल्लाह, व्हाई नॉट?
जगदीश, God. I want this on record. I want this on record very clearly. If a Muslim man comes to you and shows you the Quran and says this is a book written by God, and you say where is the proof, and he says there is no proof, just believe it, you will accept it. That's what you're saying.
The text which Quran believes is equals to Vedas. That text we can believe.
How will you make a determination? How will you make a determination? वो सब बाद में आता है. पहले तुमको believe करना है. करोगे?
Yes, why not?
Okay, cool. So we have it on record. जगदीश स्वरूप के पास आके कोई भी कुछ भी बोलेगा वो मान लेगा. हो गया. थैंक यू जगदीश. थैंक यू. बाय बाय. बाय. We have to move on to the next caller. एक ही चीज को 5 बार बोल चुका हूं मैं. चलो बाय बाय. राइट, सो दैट वॉज जगदीश. लंबा गया है, बट इट्स अ वेरी सिंपल पॉइंट. इट्स अबाउट व्हेनेवर समवन आस्क्स यू टू बिलीव बिफोर एविडेंस, यू कैन जस्ट आस्क देम इफ समवन एल्स एंड केम एंड इफ समवन एल्स केम एंड आस्क्ड यू द सेम थिंग, विल यू बिलीव इट? हार्डली एनीवन विल से यस. दिस गाय वाज नॉट इवन सेइंग यस. लेटर जब बहुत पूरी तरह से फंस गया तो यस बोलने पे बाध्य होना पड़ा, और उसके बाद यही साबित हो गया कि द ओनली थिंग दैट इट दिस मेक्स पॉसिबल इज गलिबिलिटी. सो before I proceed, let me just thank Gunduchi for being a member for 10 months. Gunduchi says cross-checker should be a t-shirt. Cross-checkers. That could also mean someone who checks Christianity, by the way. Cross-checkers. Dr. Striker, thank you for the 40 rupee super chat. Good work that you do here, Vimo. Keep it up. Thank you, Dr. Striker. Much appreciated. And again, I'll remind everyone that if you want to support the channel, you can send a super chat or become a member by clicking the join button below. Taranga says that was hilarious. Yes, it was. Sometimes you get the exact kind of argument that the most basic form of argument. Just believe me. Kyun bhai? If an argument is going to be useful, it has to be useful across the board, right? It has to work this way and that way. You can't say you should just believe my book but no other book. Because then you have to create criteria for Why should you believe my? वो मेरी बाई आंख फड़क रही है फिर से. क्या हो रहा है? वेदों को बोला इसलिए हो रहा है. You can't say believe my book and then I say why. You say you just have to believe. And then when you get trapped by that same argument being used against you, you have to say no, but cross-checking evidence. Oh, so there is evidence you mean. Tell me what the evidence is. No, you first have to believe and then you'll find the evidence. Okay, so the other person, it's just circles and circles and circles. Ajay, how not to be dishonest in conversation? That's a good title for this clip, if I ever put it out as a clip. Gunduchi says, what is this Baba? What Baba? So this guy actually came in an earlier live stream with a different name, but then he took that clip of mine and posted it on his channel where his name was Jagdish Swarup. He's some actual Baba in Haridwar or something. Bhagwan bhala kare inke dharam ka. Gunduji, thank you for the 400 rupees. Ye mod ka paisa hai. Ghar ki murgi dal barabar. Gunduji is a mod in the chat, by the way. If anyone misbehaves, Gunduji has the power to mod them. I think I also made Taranga a mod, but I don't think that worked out. Taranga, send me your YouTube channel URL. Like when you click on the top right thing inside YouTube and your channel comes, that URL send me by WhatsApp and I'll make you an admin. Apoorv, thank you for the 1000 rupees super chat. Much appreciated. Apoorv says, yo, Vimo, this might be off topic, but did you see the room temperature superconductor invention news? Apparently, the process is very medical and we could have discovered it in the 18th century. Imagine that. No, I have not seen this. But thank you for bringing it to my attention. I'll look it up. And if you want to send me a link, please do so. We have Srikanth. Hi, Srikanth. You're online. Go on.
Hey, hi, Vimo.
Hey,
should I
what's
turn
up?
On my camera?
You can.
I'm joining for the first time, actually. I just joined the stream. I'm not sure what the topic is and all, but
it's okay. It's an atheism live stream. Huh. You can choose a topic that's mildly associated with Baba Giri, etc.
Okay. I initially started following you on Insta probably a year back. Randomly came across your profile and I've been following you. I'm sorry, I haven't become a member yet, but I will soon.
That's okay. It's not mandatory.
I've been like in many live streams, but I've never commented or joined. But for today, some reason, I thought like I wanted to share something and I joined. So I'm from Hyderabad. I've been like looking at this Twitter videos where Muslims are being treated as very, you know, this Haryana violence, be it Manipur or it can be Jaipur, also anything. It actually bothering me, like it started really bothering me. This is not an ideal society, looks like. So
yeah,
last month I've traveled outside of India for the first time and I've seen like, I mean, although there is a racism, etc., everything is there, but people are really mind their own business. Everything is so calm. People follow rules, etc. Like after coming here, like I'm just like looking at everything in a very different perspective and asking myself this question, like, where are we? What are we doing? How? I mean, these things are very like, it's bothering me, actually.
It should bother anyone with a conscience. It should bother anyone with some kind of conception of what a civilized society should be. Because we are rapidly descending into this great, big, uncivilized hole from which we may never emerge. And the tragedy is that we think this is civilization. The tragedy is that we are calling this culture and glorious, return to glorious values and all that. This is cultural suicide. I'm sorry to mention the word suicide, but this is cultural suicide. This is how a civilization dies.
Yes. So I've been vocal ever since, like at least within my capacity, I try to educate people within discussions, be it caste privilege. First, we should acknowledge at least people who are living in urban cities, earning a decent income should acknowledge their privilege. I always bring up these topics like whenever I usually go out with my friends to have some chai or anything in the evening. I deliberately make it a point to bring in these discussions, mainly political discussions. People think that they are apolitical, but it's not actually. Like either they're privileged or they seem to...
apolitical.
So like I try to bring in these discussions and usually I put my like in social media or everywhere I post statuses or anything that in within my capacity and people usually mock me saying like, what will you achieve by doing this? It's like everything in this world ever happened is happened because of a protest or some sort of voicing out their opinion. Like, so I always tell them like, you should not take protest or any of these things lightly because sooner or later, people who are protesting will become a larger members than who are in like against it. Then I tell them basically to voice out your opinion. If there's nothing in my grasp, if it is just putting out my thoughts, I'll just do that. If that is all I can do, I can do that.
You do what you can with what you have for as long as you can until you can't anymore because, you know, somebody puts you in jail or something. And that's all you can. But I think that a whole lot of people have, like, what happens when these guys punish an independent journalist or a scholar or a student for speaking the truth? What happens is, like, they don't gain much by one guy going to jail, but they send a larger message.
Yes.
To everyone else who's thinking about doing it. Get in line, otherwise this will happen to you also. So all these things are usually messages. And a lot of people internalize this message to such a great degree that they won't even raise their voice in their Gharka WhatsApp group, which is tragic and it's stupid. Because for the most part, nothing more than your uncle getting angry at you is happening. That's all that will happen to you. It's not like on a WhatsApp chat, you say, uncle, this is stupid. Please don't spread these things. That your door will be broken down and ED and CBI will come into your house and take you away. Within the context of your own home and your family, you can at least say this. And people have become so afraid that they're not even doing that.
And like the last thing, like I'm even more afraid how many people are thinking this is all normal. How, I mean, that is more scarier for me.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't think it'll last. I think I was writing a story earlier today about like a very short thing where there's this forest where there is this crow, and the crow has taken over the area surrounding the pond because it's political power and money power. The crow is very rich. But most people who live around the pond are swans, like they're bright, white, glorious swans. So the crow says ki, from now on, everyone is a crow. And those who say that they're not crows will get punished. And he starts punishing swans who say that they're not crows. And eventually he says everyone must paint themselves in crow colors. They must like look like a crow. So a lot of swans, because they're afraid, they start painting themselves in the colors of a crow also. But eventually monsoon comes, right? It's impossible to maintain the illusion of everyone being a crow. You can fool some people from outside saying, yeah, this is crow country. You can even cause some swans who are opportunistic to say things like, yeah, I'm a crow. I'm a proud crow. But eventually monsoon comes and swans can't stay out of the water. The natural state of being of a society like India is multicultural. So every imposition with respect to, you know, one culture, one leader, one religion and all that, it's going to fail, inevitably going to fail. The tragic part is before it fails, a lot of people are going to suffer, but it is bound to fail because this one whatever idea, it's stupid. And
It's
unsustainable.
So I am actually a bit ignorant on the Indian history also. Like last 6 months, I've been trying to read all the Indian history and all. So I've started with Hyderabad first, like the thing, how Hyderabad came into India after the Indian independence, like later a year and all. So I was thinking, no, we were like never, how should I put it? Like one thing, we are actually form of different people just put together, like, right. I lost my train of thought.
No, I get it. It's a multicultural society, and understanding our history is going to be more complex than just reading a few books and coming to the conclusion that we are one people who are oppressed by all these other people.
Yes. So my thing is like, if in this current regime, like if the government institutions are bait, any other institutions are being corrupted, that we can do it. Like, I mean, if some other government comes, if they are good enough, they can like do a proper this thing and all. What about these crores of people minds who have been corrupted by these things? Like it can be religious things, or like they think they are, just because they are Hindus, they are some sort of higher human beings, or these thoughts, like once they go into their mind, I don't think it is very easy to.
It's going to be an uphill battle after after these people go from power, which they inevitably will. There's no questioning.
But how long is my question?
That's true. It can take little time. It can take a little more time, but it's definitely going to go away. Yeah, and whatever is
inevitable,
whatever multicultural reality we live in is going to assert itself. That's inevitable. India is not going to become a Hindu nation. Even if they write it on paper, it's going to remain multicultural. And then eventually someone will come and turn it around. And after that happens, it's still going to be an uphill battle to undo all the poison that they've injected into society for quite some years. But I do believe it can be done, and it will be done. As in, there is no dearth of enlightened, kind-hearted, good people in this country who will work hard to bring things around. Like, you know, it's almost as if there's a country with a rich history since independence, and multiple political parties have been power. Multiple ideologies have joined hands in order to form governments at the center, and they have achieved a lot. But then this one party comes to power and says, A, everything good that happened in all that period, we deserve credit for. despite the fact that their ideological forebears were against computers and telephones and everything practically. They were not even using the Indian tricolor flag for until Atal Bihari Vajpayee was close to power. So this is a hijack. It's a cultural hijack of all of India and it's unsustainable. Pura duniya apna aankh nahi band kar lega na. Everyone knows who Gandhi is. Everyone knows who Nehru is.
Exactly.
Everyone is aware of what India has been for the 70 years. Not been perfect, definitely. And there is definitely scope for improvement. But this shit cannot last. Don't worry about it. So, I have full faith that this shit will not last.
That's all. I don't have anything else at this moment.
Thank you. Thank you for joining.
Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye. That was Srikant. Good conversation. Before I proceed, Lucas Joseph, thank you for becoming a member. Wait, were you not already a member? Or is this a renewed notice that is, I don't know. Okay, so I'm just going to assume you're a new member. Dr. Pretty, thank you for the 449 rupees. Hi, Vimo, love your videos. Your commitment to reason, critical thinking, willingness to question beliefs is inspiring. Thank you for creating this space. You're most welcome, Dr. Pretty. Again, thank you to everyone for supporting. There is Ajay. Ajay, your webcam is on. Would you like me to bring you on screen? Nod if your answer is yes. Ajay Kedar. Okay, because he's not responding, I'll just bring him on screen. Hi, Ajay.
Hi, Vimo. How are you?
What's up?
Good. Theek hu. So, so I was like, it's pretty long time when I was discussing something with my colleagues related to Elon Musk. Like they were going on about how Elon Musk is a great inventor and all this thing. I was pointing out that he is not like what we think. He's not as smart as he thinks he is. And I was
He's not even as smart as other people think he is.
Correct.
Which may be more.
So,
okay.
And there were...
Wait. Ajay, wait 1 second. Everyone else in queue, I'll have to end today's live stream a little sooner. Ajay is the last caller today. So everyone else who's waiting, please come back next week if that's all right. I'm so sorry, but I have to end the live stream in exactly 1 hour. We have like 10 minutes and I think Ajay will take up most of it. Cool. Huh. Go on, Ajay.
So I was talking, like I was trying to reason with them that I think he is not as smart as he is thinking. And most of his inventions are also done by many other people. It's not like individual effort. And they were like coming to a conclusion that, okay, but he's smart enough to hire those people. I'm like, he doesn't treat even his employees well. What are you talking about? At the end, the question... Sorry.
The only company where he has made good hiring decisions is SpaceX. And SpaceX is a government contractor. Like the scientists are half employed by the US government.
Correct.
In every company, in every other company where he has been in charge of employing people, it has not been good. The Boring Company has failed. The Cybertruck failed on the stage. And a whole lot of other shit. Twitter to sab dekhi rahe hain. Jal raha hai basically company.
Correct. So my point was that it is not an individual effort. And he may have taken all the space by a kind of media handling by publishing his things on media and talking nonsense on that. And the kind of cult my colleagues had for him, at the end, they came to the conclusion, what I was saying is, if he is not smart, then who you think is smart enough? I'm like, why do I need? Like, it's asking me, if I don't have a religion, what should I replace it with? And I'm like, I don't have to replace it with him, anything. It's an individual, means it is a group effort. Every individual has contributed something and we have to go forward and do something about it. It's not like believing some one person has done everything and putting him at a God level is kind of nonsense, I think.
But I think also that, as a society, what people are usually referring to when they say something like this is that we should have role models, right?
Correct.
I think it is more important to have role models who are kind and good-hearted people than role models who are smart and wealthy. If our society, generally speaking, has role models who are social workers, who have helped a lot of people, instead of people who just have the biggest car and the most money and the largest house, then that will change society to a great degree. Role models are a good thing. But I don't think people like Elon Musk should be role models for society.
I will go further and say that even the role models should be based on their work, what they have done, what kind of work they have pursued, how empathetic they are, rather than their whole personality being taking the center stage of it. If we have like let's say Richard Dawkins right now, if we think about it, I may be fan of his work, but I'm not fan of this guy. As a personality, he's not really good at this point of time. And I really learned that because of Richard Dawkins.
I think personality will get into it at some point. Like, it's inescapable. You can't have someone in the public eye, someone who's working well and someone who's doing good things, and people not comment on their personality, their way of speaking, etc. That's inevitable. It will happen. But yeah, I agree that we need to be more measured when we are choosing role models. Richard Dawkins can be thought of as a role model for children who are interested in writing about science, but not in certain other departments.
I think that's what my point was, that I think when we actually think about smart people, we have to be very critical about what they are doing in their original life, rather than just go by their words.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's my point.
That's what? Okay. Thank you, Ajay.
One more thing, Vimo. I just want to plug in something. So next week in Bangalore, next Saturday, there is something called March for Science. Maybe people who are in Bangalore can join.
Okay. I will WhatsApp it to Science is Dope, who I think will already know about it.
I think I already DM'd him the thing.
Cool. Cool. So March for Science in Bangalore.
Yes.
Let me just look it up. March for Science, Bangalore. Bangalore, India, March for Science, 2022 ka page hai. 2023 ka nahi hai. Is there some other place on the website, on the web where can
I think it is in, it may be on Facebook. You have to search something called Brick.
I'm not on Facebook. I can't. Cool.
Maybe I will DM you. I will DM you the photo. Maybe
sure. Do so.
Okay. Thanks.
Anyway, thank you, Ajay. Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. That was Ajay, and that was our last caller. There are some people still in the queue. In case you didn't notice, when I mentioned Ajay was the last caller, I'm not taking any more callers today. But thank you for joining. I will with apologies, I'm removing you from the chat. Thank you for leaving without me removing you. Let's see if there are any more super chats left. No, there are not. Akash says, Elon Musk is a product of dumb US government who bails out his company SpaceX for 10 years ago when SpaceX was in a shithole. Yeah, that's true. And we have such things happening in India also. Certain questions have been raised about a certain Mr. Adani by a petulant member of parliament who was kicked out and is now back in parliament. Presumably, he will be back soon. And I'm sure Adani will come up again. It's not like this only happens in the US. But yeah, Elon Musk is a prime example of it. Plenty of US industrialists are examples of it. When the economy collapses and the biggest, the greatest price is paid by the poor, governments often choose to bail out really rich people instead of provide tax relaxations for the poor. And that's a tragedy of capitalism. Let me take a look at some comments because we still have like 2 minutes. Ex-Hindu now Ithi says to Sagar Sabarwal, no parent will ever let anyone get away doing wrong to their child. My words, do not be so sure. Yeah. There are plenty of abusive parents in the world. I myself used to have this view, by the way, until I met some people whose childhoods were literal hell thanks to their parents, including some people who were who their parents tried to kill. So don't be so sure that we have this high fang, like, you know, this wanted idea of what being a parent means. And sure, it may be true in many cases, but it's not true in all cases. So we should not say no parent will do it. There are plenty of people who are really, really terrible human beings and they abuse their children. Gunduchi is being an admin. Very good, very good. Uh, Shreyan says, among all the Godi media journalists, Sudhir Chaudhary fits that role the best. Appears to be polite with his approach, but roast dinner time pe hate parosta hai. Yep, that's true. Uttam, Freud, no feuds, doston. Yes, people. Gunduchi is the admin. I think Gunduchi should change his name to Gunduchi bracket admin, then people will understand it. Of course, the problem with that is that other people will also start adding admin to their name, and then I won't be able to do anything about it. I wish there was some way. If StreamYard, okay, StreamYard wale to sun nahi rahe honge, but I'll send them stuff. If I have an admin in chat, allow me to label them as admin. Varsha Goel says, this is what a lot of people don't understand. Politics is rooted in our daily life. Everything is political. Nobody can be apolitical. Yeah. When someone says they're apolitical, they're basically choosing the side of the status quo. That's all. That's all. No one... Abhi kuch din pehle, Gunduchi, I think, pointed out something. Sinister bit about all this is that the centrist working man of the country, I'm not right-leaning, but is the most dangerous phrase. Yeah. अभी कुछ दिन पहले किसी ने एक कॉमेंट छोड़ा था, उसके साथ गालियां भी दी थी, इसलिए कॉमेंट स्पैम में चला गया. पर मैं जब स्पैम चेक कर रहा था तो आई सॉ दिस कॉमेंट एंड आई एम पैराफ्रेजिंग बट दिस वॉज द एसेंस ऑफ इट. जस्ट बिकॉज आई एम अगेंस्ट रिजर्वेशन, जस्ट बिकॉज आई थिंक आई कास्ट इज समथिंग टू बी प्राउड ऑफ, जस्ट बिकॉज आई सपोर्ट दिस मोदी गवर्नमेंट, जस्ट बिकॉज आई थिंक राहुल गांधी इज एन एसोल, यू थिंक आई एम अ राइट विंगर? वाई? हू सेल्स यू दिस? वाई आर यू सो जजमेंटल? And I'm like, if it quacks like a duck and it walks like a duck, that it is a duck. I understand that you don't want the label, but everything you are doing puts you in that category. And I was not born yesterday. Tum yaha ke mujhe C nahi bana sakte, despite clearly demonstrating all your intentions and all your beliefs. It's like, just because I robbed a bank, you think I'm a bank robber? Just because I ate chicken, you think I'm not a vegetarian? It's like Hindu atheist. Just because I worship God and go to the temple, you think I'm not an atheist? Kahan se aate hain ye log? Atul Anthony says, Vimo, do you know a guy about String? You mean the String YouTube channel? Yeah, I've seen his stuff. It's crap. He was also the guy who made a video a couple of years ago about how his life was in danger from news laundry of all people. इनको बस सुबह से रात तक रोना धोना है और कुछ नहीं, और कोई एजेंडा नहीं हुआ करके रोते रहे. अरे हम लुट गए, हमारा लैंड चला गया, ये हमारा वो ले गए, वो हमारा ये ले गया. कुछ भी नहीं होता इनके लाइफ में प्रॉब्लम. दीज आर द इक्विवेलेंट्स ऑफ फर्स्ट वर्ल्ड प्रॉब्लम्स इन इंडिया. फ्रॉड सेज, इंडिया हैज नो राइट विंग एंड लेफ्ट विंग, इट्स सोशलिस्ट वर्सेस कम्युनिस्ट इन इंडिया. तरंगा सेज, क्रॉक्स डोंट हैव टू कन्विंस, जस्ट से नो आई डोंट वांट टू, देयर इज नो पॉइंट ट्राइंग टू कन्विंस यूजुअली इन सच मैटर्स. वेट, व्हाट इज दैट इन रिस्पांस टू? क्रॉक्स हैड आस्क्ड, हाउ डू आई कन्विंस माय डैड दैट आई डोंट वांट टू डू पूजा? तरंगा सेज, डोंट वांट टू कन्विंस, जस्ट से नो आई डोंट वांट टू, देयर इज नो पॉइंट ट्राइंग टू कन्विंस यूजुअली इन सच मैटर्स. या बट देन तरंगा, डैड्स आर वेरी परसिस्टेंट, आई नो दिस. इफ यू से आई डोंट वांट टू, इट देयर ब्रेन फेल्स टू प्रोसेस इट. व्हाट, हाउ कैन ही हैव वांट्स? Is he not a carbon copy of me? I think generation gap stems from the fact that parents are unable to come to terms with the fact that their children are not exact copies of them. How can he not be like me? How can he have a single thought that is different from me? And then they really get offended. Franny says, a lot of right wingers hold this idea. They don't think they are right wingers. The word is enlightened centrist. Oh yeah. Apolitical, centrist, and a whole lot of, they are very fond of using phrases like crypto-Muslim or crypto-Christian. I think we should start using crypto-right-winger. A right-winger who is pretending to be a liberal by calling himself a centrist or apolitical. But thank you everyone for joining today's live stream. Much appreciated. Good conversations were had and good live chat messages were seen. I will remind everyone that if you want to support the channel, you can do so by clicking the join button below and becoming a member, or sending a super chat, which I suppose now you can't because the live stream is ending. So what you can do is, if you're watching this later on, you can click the super thanks button below and send money that way. Of course, the best way to send me money is UPI. You can just send money to Vimoh@UPI, VIMOH@UPI, from your Bheem app or your whatever mobile app you use for payments, because I get all of it through YouTube, through Patreon. Some cut goes to other parties, but UPI is just all the money to me. You can also go to my website at www.vimoh.in and click the support button there and pay through that. That is also something that gives me a larger cut. So thank you again for everyone for joining. Okay, Taranga has responded. Taranga says, but if we just keep saying no, they will eventually ask why, and then only we should. And then only we should take the trouble to explain why. I was only saying convincing and particular is point. Okay, got it. Got it. Atheist analysis, crypto right wing is a good point. Okay, I'll just keep reading comments if I continue reading comments. So I'll say good night now. Please take care of yourselves. Today is 5th August 2023. The next time I see you will be Wednesday at 8 p.m. And then we will talk about... on Wednesdays, I don't take callers. I just read chat. So if more messages get covered that way. So if you had something to say and I could not read your message today, please come back on Wednesday and we'll talk. Until then, please take care of yourselves. Good night and have a happy rest of the week. Bye-bye.